We're live. I forgot to.
Gore readings, wrestling fans. Todd already fucked up. I'm Flesh Wound Dan, joined by producer Todd.
You fucked up. Yeah, I was waiting for it. It took you long enough, but yes.
What? And Bah Humpug's Dread.
Namaste. Howdy.
I blame Dan for filling up our Discord now with dick pics, so.
I agree. And also, for some of us, happy holidays. Right, Todd? Yes. Instead of...
Well, we're Merry Christmas tonight.
Today is Merry Christmas, yes.
Holy snobby God. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Yeah, just good vibes.
We don't even have Feliz Navi Dan.
He's not festive today.
Wait, I don't know.
That's
okay. Festive.
Santa Dan is coming on.
No, there's only
gross.
That's the only one that matters, yeah. Right?
NC. There.
Hey, I'll take on NC.
Who is new to Instagram? If I remember.
No, NC. He was having a problem getting on there due to some other
bad
nonsense.
Credit?
But he was posting in the group. Yes.
Okay. All right.
There will be an all NC right. Instagram.
I'm all right.
Yeah. There you go. There
NC you go. Lives matter. That's the truth.
Can't wait till he can get his first 40 again. That might be the first picture.
He has to share photos from this weekend, too.
Yes. We took plenty.
Yes.
Ho, ho, ho. 4-0s. There you go.
Okay. You did not introduce yourself. You who the fuck are you? Next time. Hey. I was looking for this dude.
Were you supposed to bring us tamales?
That's right, also. Bro. You know what? I'm assuming
you're a dude.
You may be a female, whatever you are. Say hi. Make sure I know who you are, please. Denied tamales.
There you go. Yeah.
But
I brought them. This is not helping your cause, homie.
I bet I would have gotten tamales.
Well, you know what I got? Dan didn't. No tamales, but we got to see Cousin
Tony. Hey. Ooh, the extended director's cut.
There you go.
Ooh, okay, is this that rare cut?
Well, this is the official cut.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I know the one you're talking about.
Very
also,
cool. Hold on. End of the World also said nobody wanted them. Busy people, I guess. I was just sitting up on the balcony.
Yeah, you could have been there for like 5 hours doing nothing.
Thank you, though. Anyway. But next time, make sure I know who you are.
You like the balcony?
Huh?
Yeah. Do you guys like the balcony versus front row?
Well, it depends.
Okay.
Front row, I will be there for tournaments if they're available by the time I get them. And then anyone really needs a good view.
What?
That's
yeah, you can.
You can't get slapped.
Oh, I get slapped.
He was assaulted like 3 times in the last show.
I was. Some of it I'm saying. But there was other filmmakers there besides Tony.
We had a live interaction with our boys from Christmas Cruelty.
Wait.
Oh, you got to sign one. I got one too.
Dan doesn't though.
Yeah, fuck him.
But I also did get to see their new movie.
I don't yet.
Their new movie or there's the second movie?
Isn't that still their newest? Is there one after? There's
oh no, okay, the latest one. Okay.
Yes.
Headless and Tangled.
All right. So there. But me and Pugs, with our Norwegian friends being down, you know, wanted to hang out. So what was the first thing we suggested we do? Take them to XPW. What's a better American experience than...
What's more American than XPW? Yes.
Timing worked out perfect. I'm so glad they were able to make it. And I'm glad I had a good time with them, with or without the wrestling, but XPW makes everything better. So this was just like just so fucking cool on this past Saturday. So Merry Christmas to all of us.
Yes. Yeah, it was a good weekend. So we decided it'd be fun to record their thoughts on the event. So just a quick little 2-minute video.
Right, so Pitt and Raymond, what do you think?
Yes, there we go.
XPW. Norwegians.
So we're here with Pitt and Raymond. They went to their first wrestling show. We wanted to give them the American experience. So XPW, Merry Christmas it was. So this was your first sporting event.
Voluntarily, yes. Okay. I was taken to some soccer games and handball games when I was a kid, but it was like a kidnapping.
Yeah,
yeah. Basically. So this is the first time I've gone to a sporting event by my own free will.
And so, what did you guys think?
Oh, I loved it. Yes. Bloody marvelous. A lot more brutal than I expected. And a lot more brutal than the shit we got in Norway.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. You can watch soccer games for years and never see a drop of blood. So, no. this was awesome. Yeah. And I was also surprised how much funny shit it was there with, political stuff, and I loved it.
And you're
offensive and right up my alley.
And your favorite match or wrestler or part?
I don't know the names, but the Trump supporters.
MAGA Butcher.
Yeah, the MAGA Butcher, the Mega MAGA.
I love those guys.
That was a fun one.
Beating up a poor trans person. Very PC. Yeah.
Really exotic for us coming from Norway.
Yeah.
We don't have people or
no
people.
We hardly have any Trump supporters.
Yeah.
There's a few, but they are far between in Norway.
Everything is far between in Norway.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, so, I mean, my question is, would you do it again? Would you go to
another? Yeah, for sure.
Definitely.
Yeah.
All right, well, now we got to get XPW in Norway, but...
Yeah, we could set up that, because we don't have anything that even comes close to this. Like, we have soccer, you have football, it's, okay, quite different games, but... They are both just grown men playing around with the ball. So it's almost the same shit. But we have nothing that comes even close to this in Norway.
No.
There's nothing to compare it to at all.
That's awesome. And you can watch it worldwide on Fight.
Yeah.
So before we get out of here, have any messages for Dan?
Fuck you, Dan.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Fuck you, Dan. That's what's up.
Damn.
Pitt and Raymond are my
all this hate.
Eat a dick. You had you should have been out here. This is why we don't like you.
On top of everything
else. Don't give a fuck. Any excuse you have.
Soon.
Bullshit.
Soon.
Also,
soon.
Props to them for wearing Deviant Vulture Skull t-shirts. That's very cool. I'm so big fucking liked it. Yes. And again... Fucking the Mega MAGA faction is over everywhere.
And now we're going to put them over because Christmas Cruelty is a movie that is definitely in the wheelhouse of an XPW fan.
Yeah.
Blood, guts, gore, brutality.
Fire trucks.
Fire trucks. Not politically correct in the least bit. If you make it first the first 5 minutes, you guys get props.
Yeah.
So, there you
okay.
Go.
So, yeah, so they loved it. That was cool. I was really, yeah. I knew that'd be a good one, and that pretty much is a good picture of America. Where's Kruger? Okay, we just got, well, he's not feeling his best today. He's a little sore. He was doing some training, and, yeah, so he's a little sore, so he's not here today for us.
But he was there on Saturday.
He was, and I... was going to pull our picture up that I didn't have ready.
Yeah. Well, we can show it in a little bit. But yes, so the whole fucking Flesh Wound family was there, minus the redheaded stepchild here, but it worked.
Yeah, there's a lot of shows coming up in 2023, so you never know.
Those were also announced. Did that make the stream? I haven't had a chance to rewatch.
You know what? I haven't either. I don't know if it did, but XPW did post the dates.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah, that was when he came out, yeah.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I forgot Dan watched it on TV.
Yeah, Rob Black's opening promo, and you got the fuck New Jersey chance, so that was fun. And then he announced the dates. I cannot remember the exact dates, but the XPWWrestling.com, I'm sure they'll be up there.
I was just going to pull them up.
And, yeah, Todd said they posted them, so you can check their social media bullshits. And yeah.
Sweet. You won't want to miss February. I think February is going to be...
Oh,
awesome. But
I think we mentioned Kruger's name three times because the gates of hell just opened. He's here.
He currently feels like a car wreck.
All right. Feel better. Yeah. All right.
Okay, so. real quick, the California dates. February 18th, April 22nd, June 24th, August 26th, October 28th.
That's what's up.
December 16th. So that's the year, all at the Derby Room. So I'm curious if they'll announce the Jersey dates at their next show. I just want to have my calendar set for the year.
That would be nice to have, so I can plan ahead of time.
Because I don't want to be, I don't want to take a booking like, nah, I'm not coming.
Yeah, that. I mean, we'll get into it, but yeah, you're not going to want to miss XPW in 2023. I think there's some big stuff brewing, and yeah, we'll get into this show.
One big hole.
Anything? I think that's awesome, by the way, that they got to experience XPW. I mean, come on. That's got to be a one-of-a-kind experience, especially this show. So that was...
I'm just glad it lived up to our hype, because we were like, of course, we fucking love XPW. So yeah, it's the fucking best thing ever, which it fucking is. But then it lived up to it. I'm like, great.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So we kicked it off on Fight TV. I obviously am representing the Fight TV stream, which was wonderful. No problems whatsoever. It looked great. After Rob Black's opening promo, we go into match number one, which was a triple threat between Brawlin' Bo Cooper, Terex, and Judge Joe Dredd.
You mean Terry Funk Pants? Yeah.
So this one, great opener for a fellow big dude. Brawlin' Bo Cooper's got a hell of a Bronco Buster. It's gonna be intimidating taking that one. But I don't think I could do a Bronco Buster. Props for the big man.
I think you should try. X-Pac yourself.
I don't want to tear my asshole, Pug.
It's been before.
I was gonna say again.
Nice. Fuck you. So really cool opener. I've said it before. I like Brawlin' Bo a lot. Obviously, Terex from other promotions. Big fan of Terex. And this was a really cool opener. I think the chair shot to the chair helmet spot, I should say. I thought that was really cool. And that, goddamn, Terex missing the splash right onto those fucking tacks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't look good from where we were. That's gonna hurt.
I didn't look good on TV. I've taken tacks to the back and borderline cried like a bitch. I can't imagine a splash into tacks like that. I mean, goddamn, that looked like that hurt.
I actually really enjoyed the big man stuff when they were like just bouncing off each other, trying to, you know, tackle each other or shoulder punch. I was like, yeah. I'm a big dude. This is go. So I appreciate that shit.
You're not seeing Omos attempt to splash into tack. So these big men delivered.
Omos cannot really handle cool. XPW. Let's be fucking real here.
Can he hit? Yeah, well, he could barely handle where he's at. Or any. Yeah.
Yeah, but this was just a wild opener. Really, like I said, not to take really athletic shit here. I thought it was just awesome. And Brawlin' Bo Cooper picking up the win. I'm a fan of all of these guys.
This was actually my first time seeing Terry Funk Pants live. And yeah, I'm into it. I think he's kind of cool.
That's right, because I remember, I was like, I didn't remember him, because he was at the East Coast show. That's, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And what's his actual name again?
Judge Joe Dredd.
I shouldn't fucking know him. My bad.
He spells the last name wrong.
Ah, well, no one's perfect. Cool pants, though. Or capris, actually. He made him his own.
Judge Joe, if you're watching, he's doing it on purpose. You need to straighten him out.
We already got a Joe, so we're good.
The his secret weakness, sucking on his dreadlocks, which we found. I mean, that would be a way to sort of like throw your opponent off. I mean, you're not kind of expecting that, so yeah.
Fair point.
Food for thought. So yeah, I really did. I like this opener a lot. I really had a lot of fun with it. Just they were talking in the chat, you know, those cool big man Vader spots.
Fuck so, yes.
So Brawlin' Bo Cooper picks up the win. Match number two. which we'll talk a little bit about the what happened before the match, but it's Juventud Guerrera, the Juice, taking on Willie Mack.
With a great juicy promo.
The Juice Bar returns. So I've got some gold here. All right. It just starts off very bipolar promo. Like, he's kind of mad, then he's okay again. Then I hate you fat bastard skinny bitches was one of my favorite quotes. it's just like the opening was just like, we need to pull a ton of sound clips from this promo because it was textbook Hoovy.
I'm supposed to like hate him, but he actually won me over with all this shit talking. Like, I'm gonna give him another shot. He's cool.
I did catch a, you know, maybe copping a feel a little bit on the ref, though. I'm just saying, like, somebody might need to, you know, set him straight.
Like, it was a $3,000 coat, and he was just checking.
I love Juventud. I think he's entertaining as hell, and he can still go in the ring for sure. So I'm really happy to see him in XPW. I think he's awesome. Heavy Lucha Libre presence on this show, which I thought was really cool. And, you know, kind of maybe factor into, I was kind of thinking, how cool would it be to see a version of the old school LWO taking on Mega Maga?
I mean, Genocide. I'm fucking here for it.
Well, I know which side I'm choosing. I might
need some XPW Genocide too.
Oh,
you know what?
Actually,
screw the LWO. Let's just get us a Mexico's reunion.
Yeah. We'll get some Juan Deers. Fuck yeah.
I like this. I mean, we got to get some, you know, some more guys on the Mega Maga faction, but I don't know. Genocide? I'm just throwing it out there.
You keep saying that word, Dan.
XPW, it's a concept match.
Or a dream for some people.
It's XPW's version of War Games. We'll go with that.
There you go. Big T, super crazy, still going strong. Come on.
Who's the? Well, actually, we had two of the Mexicals there, huh? We were just missing Super Crazy.
Yeah. Oh, you know what though? I was gonna say it's, about the match.
Son as well.
Yeah. Oh, we'll get there. I like that match a lot. But I was gonna say Willie Mack. I think the Juice totally forgot he was in Lucha Underground because when he started doing Lucha moves too, it's like, oh yeah, dude, you forgot? El Rey Network, motherfucker.
Yeah, it was a fun, it was a really fun match. I mean, Willie Mack, we've talked about him before. How in the hell WWE let him go, I do not understand. I think
he may have calmed down because the only reason I can imagine him not working out there is attitude, but he's cool as fuck up in the balconies. So,
oh, Willie Mack, I mean, he's a
licensed. Oh, I'm sorry, I thought we were talking about
no, Willie.
No, well, I want him in XPW, so
yeah, I want him. I'm saying that was a dumb mistake because I think I'm glad we have him in XPW. Willie's got everything. Entertaining as hell in the ring. Promos, character. It's the ultimate baby face. It's just awesome.
Big T? No.
Nah, I don't really particularly want it.
I don't even feel like explaining it. It's just, I don't want it.
Does anyone really want to go there?
Ref Danielle.
What about it?
Ref Danielle taking a bump here.
I know, we had a fucking holder.
We do get, you know, Hoovy channeling Eddie Guerrero a little bit with the chair trick. I think we probably got a rematch coming at some point between Hoovy and Willie Mack. I had fun. I really enjoyed this match. High energy, good stuff. I definitely want to see it again.
I would like to see that.
What did you guys do? What'd you guys think live? Pitt and Raymond they've never watched wrestling at all. Like, they
I think they've dabbled in. They're not going to remember Hoove and Tutorera. Come on. You mentioned like Hulk Hogan or Stone Cold Steve Austin. That's like worldwide. Yes, Hoovy's a little more niche.
The juice. Come on. Don't.
No, I understand, but I'm in this world, dude.
I'm just going to say though, if we don't get the subtitle gimmick,
yeah, we should.
Because we got it last time. I was chanting for subtitles, but.
Oh, I didn't hear that chant, Todd. I would have subtitles. Oh, subtitles.
I was.
Side note: those nachos they had this time were really, really good. Danielle did a good job taking a hit. Mm.
She did. She did. Welcome, Vicente, and Papa Shango. We got a WWF legend in the chat right now. That's awesome. What? Yeah. Got to curse Todd. Or Pugs.
Apparently they got
Papa Shango versus
World. Maybe he owes him some money.
For some crack.
Maybe go work a show at AEW so he can pay off Shango. Maybe we'll be all right.
But we remember what happened to Warrior, Willie Mack. You know what's wrong with that?
Well, yeah.
Okay. Got him. Not gonna do it. Yeah. Took a few years.
What are we talking? I'm trying. Yeah,
we just got.
We can not have our filter on live at XPW. We have to have it on here though.
Yeah, that's true.
Right, real quick. Still, years later, I remember Rob Black's promo at Halloween in Hell 2. Hoovy, you're going to fight psychosis, and the winner gets. Probably shouldn't finish that now, but
a bag of oranges. They're not split. Could have had him fight on the side of the freeway. Almost Jimmy runs in.
So Juventude gets the win by disqualification, which I thought, again, I'm looking forward to the rematch. Lots of fun. And again, that the opening promo was just hilarious.
he's calmed down a little. Remember, he used to just straight up try to do his rock impression.
we were still called jabronis.
I know, but we did. Did we get finally? I just no, he didn't do that. At least,
I just like how he goes from heel baby face, heel baby face, contradicts himself in the promo. He's juicy, one of a kind.
This is way before Usy.
Juicy Usy, that's what you're trying to find.
All right, so back.
We have someone saying, end of the world, dumb ending. This is XPW, whatever. I completely agree. I did boo, and it hurt to boo Ref Danielle, but it is XPW. What are we doing?
I
liked it. I thought
it's entertaining, rematch. But for XPW, I got irritated when UEW did that. I think they did it one time, maybe. Okay. Lesson learned. Don't do it again.
There you go.
It's one of those things. It's not always a death match. So there is. So when it happens, it really is like, what the fuck? Because a lot of times they just let them go. So
it's ref's discretion. You exactly. know what? She's probably just rubbed off from her husband joining the MAGA faction or cheering on the MAGA faction. Mega MAGA. I get it now.
I hear he's starting MAGA Mafia. So.
There's trouble brewing.
Why did I not know about this? I'll get the flag ready.
Match number 3, triple threat.
Sorry, it's happening now.
Okay.
They're causing trouble. They're going to be causing some trouble at the next show, so you got to be there for that. Triple threat. We get Vinny Massaro. Always great seeing him.
XPW OG.
XPW OG. Also taking on. Yeah, they're all three taking on the battle of XPW OGs, taking on Damian 666 and Psychosis. What did you guys think of the triple threat?
For how elderly these dudes are. I was shocked. It was actually entertaining, but I think it might have went on a little too long because they started, at least in my point of view, they started to fucking burn out and slow down. And I was seeing their age, and it sucked because I love these guys, but what they pulled off, fuck yeah.
You know, superplex, Tower of Doom spot through the door. That was pretty fucking awesome. Yeah. Damien is, I think, around 60. That's pretty fucking impressive, man. I mean, I thought the last show that he was at, I thought even better, but I had a good time with this.
End of the world said elder abuse.
There was an elder abuse.
I think Dominic Mysterio was yelling that out, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He was there too.
Yeah. In the balcony. what was the other one? Our buddy Kruger taught Caesar a very good Italian word to yell at Vinny Massaro that I cannot translate.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So it's one of the good ones.
I was like, I don't know him personally or anything, but I've met Vinny Massaro at different shows throughout the years. Always really cool guy. So it's always nice to see him, and he can still go. It was a fun match. Psychosis picks up the win.
Yeah. Kruger says Damien's still going the way he does at his age, and the amount of matches he's had is fucking nuts. Real legend. That's the next one. Yeah.
Just to be able to get around, man, let alone take bumps and do all this crazy shit. I mean, wow. Nothing but respect for Damien.
Hey, what was that word again?
Three oranges. Three bags of oranges.
What was that word again? What was that word again, Kruger?
So speaking of Damien 666, Psychosis getting the win here. But speaking of Damien 666, our next match, Bestia 666 taking on Matt Cross, another OG. A lot of OGs at this show. Matt Cross, I mean, what else is there to say about him? I mean, my God.
Awesome.
Indie royalty at this point. Absolute icon. As you expect, highly athletic, fun match between Matt and Bestia. And Matt Cross was one of those guys, again, both of these guys for that matter, really happy to have him in XPW. I do not understand why they weren't signed ages ago, because Matt Cross is still a fucking beast in the ring. He's lost nothing. And, Bestia, I don't know why. Guy's great.
Matt Cross, I don't understand, because but the Bestia, like, I know why he's not in the WWE, the language barrier, but like honestly, he can pass that. Like, he's fucking awesome. This match was fucking great. I wish they would have promoted this beforehand, because they didn't announce any of the matches like before the show. So when Matt Cross came out, I'm like, oh, this should be good. At least we have a fucking very talented dude. And then fucking Bestia 666 comes out. I'm like, holy shit, we're in for a goddamn treat. And again, fucking shot called. Three-pointer. It's great.
Yeah, Matt Cross gets the win in this one. This was another good show that really, XPW, best deathmatch company there's ever been. Supreme, rest in peace, the legend. But it's not just that. You get a lot of really good wrestling. And for those of you that might be tuning into this and only have a vague idea of what XPW is, there's some damn fine wrestling. If you're not entirely happy with the,
I remember the first show back, Rebirth, you were not sounding that like, oh, XPW doesn't have a lot
of use. I would
give it fucking time. And look where we are.
Yeah. Took one show, Dan.
I said, that's awesome. I'm not a bullshit.
And that first show was still good, but it didn't have that feel. You didn't have that feel you wanted.
But I understand, but as a longtime XPW fan, shit don't happen overnight. Just right back. Right back in.
Honestly, if they didn't have those restrictions of that show coming right out, I think it
honestly, it worked in our benefit since they're back in LA all the time.
They know where they're over.
Yeah, and you just get a little bit of everything. And for those of you dissatisfied with like the Young Bucks spot style, or you know, not satisfied with WWE, this is the real alternative, guys. You're not getting what you're getting in XPW. Number one, heat, which we're going to talk about later, because I think that is going
to. We actually got some heat too for a chant, but then he came over and tried to make friends, so that was cool.
Well, what was the? You remember
it was during the first match. It was during the Juice versus Willie Mack. The Juice had his feet on his neck, and we were chanting, "He can't breathe."
That's right.
Okay.
You should get the reference. It's still fairly timely, but
yeah. So who talked to you? Is it Willie or Hoobie?
No, some random fan. He was kind of drunk having a good time. I think you're just shocked some people had the courage to say that shit. Like, it's funny.
Say what you want. The crowd kind of needs to be re-educated, I feel like. Some of them. I think we've talked about it before. The Cali crowd is the best crowd by far.
Why are you here?
Okay. You can find it on YouTube, XPW We Wrestle, several good matches with Christopher Daniels and others.
Mike Modest.
Yeah, yeah, that was on DVD also. That is a good one. Another guy that was technical beast that doesn't get enough, you know, recognition, who was a XPW OG, Chris Hamrick. He killed like every time back in those days.
Man, Chris Hamrick, those concrete bump spots he'd do through the ropes. God damn, there were times like I felt it.
He's perfect for the Mega Maga. He can wear his old gear and everything.
There you go. Yeah, fuck yeah.
I don't know if he can still work. I haven't been keeping up on him, but
he can hold the flag.
There you go.
As of not that long ago, I can say that. Now, a few years, I don't, you know, lost track. Not sure where he's at now, but he's not long retired.
Quick note, no Sage, no Kyle, no Misha. What the fuck? No Will, also. I haven't checked in with any of them. I need to make sure they're okay. So,
yeah, not there. I'm not sure. But still a great show.
Next time.
Yes.
Yeah, there's so much talent.
Card subject to change.
Yeah. I can go into an XPW show blind. Like, they don't have to announce anything.
And that's the thing with the California crowd. The front row tickets sell out, like, immediately before anything's announced. The Jersey fans wait. And
yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know. Because – I don't know. Are we blindly loyal? But they got like five promotions to choose from. We got like one good one and some other ones.
Yeah, you're buying wasting
money on that GCW bullshit.
Yeah, you're buying the experience, and XPW delivers an experience that you just don't get anywhere else. Which again, we'll be getting into. So match five, XPW Fight TV title. We have Cat Martini, joined as always by Lou Dark Chatan, taking on special surprise Biggie Biggs. Short match. You know, Cat's coming along. She's learning the nut shots, man.
I didn't like this. I thought this sucked. And I love it. I think it sucks. However, if she ends up going on a winning streak like Goldberg, I will turn the fuck way around. It's just, it'll piss everybody off. Cause that squash did fucking irritate a lot of people. I was like, I understand. I'm going to let it slide because I am entertained. But on this was the bottom of the barrel for me. I'm like, okay, this is a low point for me. Big T, Jersey licks the balls of GCW. Honestly, they're not worthy of XPW. These are facts.
There's things I like in GCW, but I do think overrated. I don't quite understand why. Effie is doing the same thing like 50 guys did before him that a lot honestly did it better. I don't understand.
We have one.
and before that, we had Angel.
Body better. I like Angel better.
Angel.
But
we'll get to the body, but there was a comment that popped up. Okay. I get where you're coming from with, cause this is the match I was interested to talk about, the Big E.
Yeah, I should say Kat that. Martini retains.
Yeah.
But
Dying Breed, howdy.
What up, Mikey?
So is it more of a personal reason? So I know we're all, you know, friendly with Big E.
Oh, no. I thought it was dumb.
I
waste of a fucking match. Honestly, I could have went to the restroom or went and got a drink or some more food. That belt's got to be defended. I don't dislike Kat Martini or anything. I'm just like, this is weak.
I like the angle. I like that.
No. If this is just the tip entering and the rest feels fucking awesome, like a streak, then I'm in. But right now,
give her Goldberg's theme, and she learns to do the whole, you know, thing.
Kat Martini, Kat Martini. We should try that next time.
You might have to change the name, Catberg or something. I don't know.
Cat Black. Can we just do Black
Martini?
It doesn't. Right.
It's like an extra syllable, Martini. Yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll workshop it.
Catberg. Teacher, well, and she doesn't even have to learn a spear. She can just, you know, learn that vicious kick, you know, that Goldberg.
Look, a dick kick, it will get you down. So that part, I totally believe.
Good DDT and on a big dude. So, you know.
I thought it was, it's XPW. So it's something, yeah, it's an angle, and I'm okay with an angle.
Well, I'm being patient, but I did think, I was like, eh.
I'm just going to say right now. Kind of sound like Dan at Rebirth.
No, I understand. And I that's why I try to preface it and explain it. Like, I'm here for the ride, but now I have a low point to point to. Like,
but you know what? That's kind of what it's supposed to do, too.
Oh, no, we're building heat. Fuck yeah.
I don't really count a quick squash, though. I mean, like, I'm not going to judge a match like
right,
that,
that's all
you right. know? Like, that's okay, it's a squash. It's you know, it's a segment more than a match, I'll put it that way.
I like the fact that she's willing to defend it in her gender like style. So like, but instead of Lou Dark, we need a dude to fight dudes. That'd be the perfect. I know I'm not PC, but I'm an XPW fucking fan. Fuck y'all.
they need to tool, you know, tool. Just tool.
We only have one tool on this. We only have one tool on this show, Dan, and it's you.
Look, you, Todd. All right. So, match number 6. This is when we get extra crazy. We've got the MAGA Butcher taking on the Body. So, talk about shit that you do not see any fucking where.
Well,
not anywhere.
They're trying now. Kind of weird how NWA put their belt on someone now all of a sudden.
Who's the champion?
Yeah, but I don't think they would have had the balls to do it beforehand.
They aren't doing this. They're not. But
if he wants to come join, I'm interested. He's right. Got some opinions.
But I'm just saying, I don't think they would have had the balls to do it without XPW doing it first.
No, that's a totally... So, all right, side discussion. Totally different situation. I understand people that agree with it. I understand people that don't. Tyrus is not the greatest worker in the world. He brings that belt with him on national TV. He sells merchandise. He gets.
I don't know about that part.
But... So does Alex Jones.
What else are you talking about in NWA? Can you tell me one thing going on in NWA right now?
That's my point.
Specifically, he gets attention.
I don't care who has the belt.
I don't watch NWA anymore, really, because I think now they're just this weird. I don't know. They're just this weird thing. Like, they were super traditional, then they started trying to do weird Russo booking. I don't quite get what NWA is right now, personally. But I mean, I'm glad that they're
Straight
still
out of
alive.
Compton's their best album. So, yeah, I actually it's they not, but I can't say the name of the other one.
What do you mean?
Evil for Zagan, that's my favorite one.
Maybe. I was gonna say say it.
I don't think Tyrus is Mega MAGA material personally, but you never know. You never know. Crossover show. All right. So yeah,
he's in
MAGA Butcher taking on the Body. Did you guys like proud to be an American theme or born in the USA? Which would you prefer?
We had a hard time hearing it at first because I was like, is this fucking Michael Bolton? I was so convinced. I'm like, who the fuck would choose like, Michael no. Bolton?
Yeah. I've seen him three times at concert.
That's right. Your wife's obsessed. Yeah. But no, I'm fine with that. It's a sing-along. People were getting into it. The one dude that traveled all the way to Jersey with the MAGA hat who had no problem saying Soul Taker's real name and I want to high-five him at the next show. He was singing along at the top of his lungs. I think it's fine. It's going to catch on.
Someone was mad a certain person wasn't there. Someone wanted to see his favorite wrestler.
Give it time. Wait for Happy Kwanzaa XPW event.
February, we need.
Or June.
Oh, my. I'm no February's first.
You know, a big fail February. With Soul Taker. And not that Soul Taker was on the show. Big fail with Soul Taker. They need to pipe in just the say my name from The Last Candyman as he's coming out over his entrance theme. I think that would be fucking awesome.
Okay.
Think about it. Fucking awesome.
I did think about it.
Yeah, I know. I'm a genius.
I don't understand how anyway. Dan's putting over Candyman. I'm just still trying to process that.
I had no issue with the new little song they did. I mean, it's a shit movie.
You gave the movie a zero. Yeah, okay. It's just a remix. But, who cares? Fuck that shit. Yeah.
So the match, absolutely insane. The body can take a hell of an ass whipping. But there were a few things in that promo that we definitely not going to get into on YouTube. But
by who?
Wow! By the Butcher, MAGA Butcher.
Okay, because well, like all three of them went to town, and I was having a fucking blast. I had an ear to ear smile.
We got to hear
kick that little communist blank's ass. That was like, oh shit.
We got to hear a non-televised rant too, so that was cool.
I like how the body then like counters, like, you don't know the Butcher, he's in the back kissing.
And then this he likes it in the butt chant going.
Oh man, just that whole thing was hilarious. I mean, guardrails,
man. Fuck, those look fucking painful.
That running powerbomb spot into the guardrail in the ring, I was like, God damn. Oh, my God.
There was a lot of that whole match.
Yeah.
Sounds like Dan. Drake needs to join the MAGA faction in Jersey. I want that slow build. I'm waiting for the...
You're waiting for the MAGA powers.
Yeah.
I love that name, too.
When they come together.
And it's the perfect time to bring the tag belts for these guys. Dude, they've been back a year and they don't have the tag belt. You need to fix that. Please.
It's coming. I'm sure it's coming.
Have we even had any tag matches? No.
No, we've had some three-ways. We've had some one-on-ones.
I thought we had one, but maybe not.
No, I don't think we've had any tag team matches.
I can't think of any. Yeah. But I do agree. I do. I can't wait for Drake to join. It's going to be fucking awesome.
One of the best working today.
I don't hear that many boos. Like, all the cheers are drowning them out. They got to do something bad. Burn a cross or something.
Now, I mean, again, watching it on Fight TV, there definitely looked like there were a few people pissed to me in the crowd.
Yeah, but the majority.
I was watching this one dude right. He was just getting so mad. I was laughing.
There was one thing I don't know if you would have seen from your angle, but there was one dude in a hat in a MAGA hat, and the body comes over to him, like bends over, and it looks like he was actually going to drop. Yeah. Trow and like spread his fucking ass cheeks.
Yeah, someone did moon everybody. Who the fuck was it?
Hoovy, I believe. Yeah, okay. You do get to see Hoovy's ass. So
did it make pay per view?
It made pay per view. Yes.
So our side didn't get it.
Yeah, all I know from the angle, I thought he went down too far, and I thought balls were hanging out. So I was. It looked like it went low. Is all I'm saying. I was like, okay,
the juice was loose.
No brains, as far as I'm aware. But
and the Necro's mic was kind of low. That yeah.
His mic was a little low, yeah.
But you were able to hear it well on TV?
I was able to make it out. Yeah, the mic was a little shitty, but it picked up. But yeah, this match, just everything, just out of control, wild brawl. The promos, Munch getting his dick bit. That was
that was so fucking good. I honestly didn't expect it coming. And when he went to his knees, I was like, "Uh oh." And Munch just fucking. If anyone deserves to have the tip of their dick bitten off, it's Munch and Dan.
Goddamn, that's fucked up. Hardcore hillbilly taking the guitar.
If he had bent down a little more, you would have seen his tonsils.
That's a good line.
ref stoppage on this one. Don't blame him. I think the body was pretty much dead at that point.
The body was bodied.
I think the body was a corpse at that point.
He still got the necro in him.
But necro took the heart out of him.
Butcher picking up the win. Ooh, yeah, man. This, just everything top to bottom. This is what we need more of in wrestling. Just everybody losing their minds, chaos all over the place. Just
and Dan, if you haven't heard The Body's Way to like Long Life, we'll have to give you the recipe so you can live longer. He gave out the secrets to it.
No, did you have a conversation with The Body?
No, he talked about it. I think it was on Rob's podcast. And I can't say it because I can't say it. So you'll have. I can't tell you on air.
I'm a big fan.
Would panic.
Yeah, it's like literally every.
This may be controversial. This may be controversial, but I like The Body more than Effie. I think he's awesome. So
that's your opinion. That's cool. Yeah, one's an XPW, one's not. Go, Body.
Yeah, I know, right? Are we gonna? But I get it. Dan doesn't like Effie.
I don't get it. Most of them, but never.
Hey,
hate Effie. I don't get it.
I get that you don't get it because I don't get it either.
Yeah, I don't understand. All right. So next up, King of the Deathmatch, Schleck taking on Ciclope. This is as violent as you'd expect it to be. The Mist Frog Splash with the tubes. Goddamn, the light tube budget had to be more than I think a fucking movie budget at this point. I mean, blood, gore. Schleck literally tries to kill him with a plastic bag over his face. The whole thing was just.
I love when he does that.
Beautiful, insane, over the top fucking violence and everything you could possibly. Want the superplex through the glass. Holy shit. And of course, Schleck picking up the win. I don't know that there's anybody that can take out Schleck right now. I mean, you name the person that doesn't look like a fucking bitch next to Schleck. Not that Ciclope did. Ciclope was
gonna
awesome.
Say he held his own, but you're right. There's room.
If I'm taking a bet out of the two and I see the dude in the headphones, I'm going with the other guy.
He didn't have his headphones this time. I was like, what happened to your beats? Schleck probably stole them. What you going to do about it?
That would have been kind of funny.
Listen to my band.
I'm glad you said Schleck and not someone else. Thank you, Pugs.
You know, no problem.
But goddamn, that was insane.
A big T. XPW is always a good time, but since they returned, they have been firing on all cylinders in epic proportions. Cosine.
This is true.
Now, yeah, this match was a shit. The only thing I will give a demerit to is they had a long pause between matches, so the crowd thought it was intermission. So there was a lot of people away from their seat by the time Schlack's music hit. It's like, fuck, everyone come back. It's about to go crazy.
And apparently you can't hear well from the bar. Now, one thing I want to bring up, which we haven't brought up yet, I want to give props to the ring crew. Because all the other shows, they have one broom. It took like way too long. They had four brooms. They got that shit cleaned up really quick. Props. I think they might have watched the East Coast show and got like, got shown up and had to like come back hard because they were bam, bam, bam on the East Coast too. So good.
Yeah. Four rooms. They deserve a lot of respect for that. Cause this, a lot of indie shows sometimes can kill their momentum by just taking a little bit too long to keep the thing moving. Pacing wise, XPW has been fantastic lately. So I thought this was just, you know, kept rolling, didn't have the overlong intermission, which I think is actually a good thing. Once again, Schlack, I don't know who you're putting up against him. He's just murdering everybody. He might just take all the time. He may fucking take the TV title off Kat Martini. He might just kill her. Then he might kill Masada. I don't know that anybody's going to stop him.
I am still waiting for him to identify as a woman and get that other belt.
Schlack.
Yes, that's every title.
If he does Schlack, I'm just putting this out. I don't know if Schlack listens to our show. Probably the one guy I would never criticize out of sheer fear.
I'm going to tell him you talk shit anyway.
Yeah. Fuck you, Pugs. All right, he's got to come out in green body paint if he's going to be
She-Hulk. Not like the Hulk. Man,
why are you trying to make him She-Hulk? Why are you
green body paint? Come on, no,
he's just going to look like Schlack. Maybe give him maybe give him a blonde wig and that's it. But I wouldn't even do that.
No, it has to be a rainbow wig. Come on.
That's we'll finally cool. have a credible She-Hulk. Well, better than that shitty show. She-Lack.
You don't watch the fucking show, Dan.
I did.
Shut the fuck up. It sucks. Anyway, She-Hulk would rule.
She-Hulk, you know what's funny? Rule. The whole show is about Dan too. That's what makes it even better when he shits on it.
She-Hulk. Just
you're fucking right. She-Hulk. He would have been on the fucking message boards.
She-Hulk, put him in a dress. You can go full Perry Saturn if you want to. I just want him to win the women's title.
Give
I just
him want a mop. Him
to say it, win it, and just
oh my god, Alondra blaze it. Toss it away.
Just kill everybody, get all the belts, basically. Oh, well. But yeah, I don't know.
Cable channel 11. Make sure you all check out Flesh Wound Dan as the Ghost of Christmas Present in Cable Channel 11's A Christmas Carol.
Yes.
I would have went with the beard with being Christmas Past, but fuck yeah, good job, Dan.
Absolutely, and Santa Dan will be on S'mores and Doors' next adult film tournament. So
bring your kids.
Santa Dan will also be popping up on this channel shortly. We'll see when. But shortly.
Coming down the chimney?
Huh. I think someone disagrees. There's only one Santa here. unless he comes to life magically.
There you go. Well, Santa Dan's calling him out. So.
You guys are tempting me. Don't do it.
All right. Before Pugs gets any ideas, match number 8. Yeah, might have lost. Yeah, match number 8. We have the women's title. Taya Valkyrie defending against Lindsay Snow and Lou Dark. Triple threat. Goddamn. So
really good.
Taya Valkyrie, it's kind of been, I think she's actually said in a couple of interviews. I mean, she's either AEW or WWE bound, I'm sure, which is too bad.
Most of her belts, she only has one left.
Yeah, I was going to say something's going to happen soon. I don't know where. I haven't kept up. I don't know if
probably. I hope WWE. She didn't get a good shot up there. But
I don't want Frankie Monet, whatever the fuck her name is. I want
Frankie Monet. It would be best if Taya fucking stood, but I understand. Oh, her new gear also fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Skeleton, black skeleton bones and like the glitter. With her new jacket, I was like, "Oh fuck yeah, this is some gangster shit. I love it."
Yeah,
the match was fucking great. So you have fucking Lou Dark and Brittany. Is it Brittany?
Lindsay Snow.
Brittany Snow's the porn chick. My bad.
Get your mind out of the gutter, Pugs.
Whatever. Those girls were getting off hardcore, and like the way Taya was able to dodge those, I'm like, this is so fucking smart. We got the best of both worlds in one fucking match. This
good
is great.
Good psychology. Yeah, good psychology. And that is a thing in any kind of match. So, yeah, man, the needles in Lou Dark's skull. Holy shit. And I might probably have a better view of that. Those looked fucking deep, man. Like, those were in there deep.
Well, they can only go so far, Dan.
Yeah.
They know they're all the way when they hit skull.
There you go. I would not recommend shoving needles until you feel skull. That is kind of a bad thing. So
that's how they stop them from going all the way in, like Masada too, with the other things. Because there's, you know, a skull in there.
Mm-hmm. Even I look away.
So you hit it till you feel that.
I do. Yeah. I remember when fucking Masada said that, and I was like, "Oh, okay." So this is just a thing.
It's not just for that, but
no, I know. But that's when I first learned. And I was like,
"Yeah,
oh man, that's."
And still then he kicked me in the dick. Kruger was there.
And Lindsay sporting one hell of a crimson mask herself.
Big T. But on the pay-per-view feed, it looked like those things were tickling her brain.
Yeah, like I said, watch it back on Fight, man. That was, ugh, goddamn.
Vicente Guerrero, Ludark is a true queen of hardcore. I co-sign that as well.
I love Ludark. And yeah, man, this match was just crazy. Athletic, violent, ladies, you know. Maybe are for some stealing the show at this point. This is a tough one to say who stole the show because everybody really brought it. But yeah, the Taya curb stomping that gusset plate into Ludark's back. Oh my God. So we do see Lindsay get eliminated by Ludark. And then we go down to the final two. And yeah. Taya getting powerbombed through the door, getting tapped out by Ludark. Ludark?
Not a pin, a tap. That's legit. Yeah.
That was awesome. Yeah, Ludark, the new XPW Women's Champion. Congratulations. Man. Well deserved.
And you got a couple people you got to think that are contenders waiting in the wings. Like, I'd like to see Mickey Ludark again.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Mickey Sage. Knuckles, Sage Sin Supreme when she's back. You've got Sawyer Rex, who I still think is going to be pretty big down the line. There's a
Shelagh.
There's a lot of great women. Shelagh. Yeah, I mean, I hope she's going to have to train extra hard for Shelagh because yeah, goddamn man, no God, only Shelagh.
No cock, only Shelagh.
To be fair, he planted the seed in my brain because on one of the worst first XPW TV episodes, he said he was going to do that.
He did. For the women's
circle. But now that's all I want.
Have you talked to him about this, though?
Remember I said during the turnover, I was like, if he doesn't come out and win, I'm going to be sad. Then they distracted me with Taya, so it's okay.
Can you imagine another, like, beautiful disaster? Like, or just some women's tournament, and he just, like, fucking squashes them all.
Equal rights and lefts.
I don't know, you get something random, like you have fucking, I don't know, like Velvet Sky comes out, and as she's bending over the ropes, just fucking like wad of light tubes over the fucking okay.
You sold me on that.
Shelagh, just boom. I want Shelagh really bad right now. That is going to be fucking awesome. But yeah, green body paint though. Go the full thing. Not gonna let it go, Todd. It's awesome. It's a great idea. People should listen to me. So, anyways, yes, awesome. And Taya, you know what? Put in a hell of a performance too for somebody that is probably gonna pop up anytime in WWE.
Why would you think she wouldn't do that? She's never not like shown up and shown out.
Oh no, I know. I'm not suggesting, but I'm saying, like, you know. She could have taken it easy, and she didn't. I just respect to Ty.
Sure she likes the other ladies in the ring, wouldn't do them dirty like that, but okay.
All right. Props. Others would. Others would take it easy. Maybe just be eliminated in a minute. She didn't do that. So props. I'm a big fan.
Yeah, she rocks.
All right. So main event time. I don't know how you follow all this stuff, but XPW heavyweight title, Masada taking on Drake Younger.
Drake.
One of the legit, I think, matches of the year in this one.
Dude, Drake's been in both of them.
Yes. last one, it was Slack and Drake for the match. Yeah, now this one's right up there.
So you know what we need? Slack and Masada teaming up against the MAGA powers. Come on, man. In a fucking genocide cage the way Dan wants it.
Yeah.
Can we just get... No.
Easy.
No, well.
Now, this match was fucking fantastic. The part... I'm going to skip towards the end, actually. Drake has two sets of skewers in his brain. And he takes a fucking brain buster on a chair. Are we fucking serious, guys? Like, dude, it's rare when I'm fucking terrified. I'm fucking terrified.
Oh, dude, the vertebraker again. I don't know from your vantage point, but on that chair, like, god damn, like that's a dangerous move. Period. Yes. Holy shit. Backdrop through the glass. Standing. I mean, this whole thing was just. Great wrestling mixed with brutality at its most brutal. It just
that violent crap.
Wow, just such good shit.
Actually, that sums it up. Wow, yeah, yeah, it was fucking phenomenal, man. Like, yeah. So and good.
I would
we're
like to
buzz this one off. I know.
Yeah, the buzz coming out of the show, and I agree. I know Kruger what did too. I don't think we talked about it, but. Definitely the best show of the return, I think, top to bottom.
It was just a whole? Insane.
Yeah. I say since the return because the original.
And we're not including the tournament?
I mean, you could, but that's a. To me, tournament. That's a different animal.
That's what I'm saying. Like, are we including that?
If yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, I get it. Tournaments are separate, but yeah. Storyline, everything. I think this is like the best of the of the return. And I think the more we get into storylines, the better it's going to get.
Yeah, nice. And I will remind you guys, XPW TV, you can watch on YouTube, Fight, XPW's channel, I believe.
XPW.
Yeah.
The XPW Wrestling.
Actually, I have it on right now as we're doing this.
it adds to the experience. Oops. Huge. If you happen to order the event on Fight, you know, you don't need to rewatch the matches, although why not? Some of the ones that they are kind enough to play replay for you.
I enjoy rewatching them. Yeah. How dare you?
Yeah.
Also just watch it on TV. I got your point. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, there's just so much going on and it's.
Also, if anyone from Fight is watching, if you include XPW into your monthly plan thing, it is an easy decision for us to buy. As of right now, there's no point in me buying it because I'm just watching XPW. I'm not going to buy GCW. I'm not going to want, I might buy like other stuff, but like if you want consistent money, sign XPW up.
There you go.
No, I got distracted. Yeah, I think that's more of a, like, I don't think that's a, basically, I think give whatever money they want to get this on monthly on phone.
Yeah.
Because, okay, so, quick note, Rob gave us kudos for being the fastest ring crew cleanup after it ended. So
he's on the crew.
Are you? Yeah, you're on the crew. Are East Coast or West Coast? Jersey or LA?
Well, he's LA because remember he's going to bring us tamales.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. I get him mixed up. Okay, cool. All right. Well,
this would be a lot easier if you introduce yourself, homie.
I know a couple of them, but I don't know everyone by name. Well,
down there to do the. Tamales. Don't waste it on these jabronis. Wait for me. I'm just saying.
Okay, Dan, even if you make the February show, tamales, it's Christmas time now, Dan.
Hold on. Tamales are going to be round.
They are, but it's easier to get them around Christmas. Well, yeah, if you know the right Mexicans. But L.A. fool. Okay, my bad.
He even spelled it right.
I got it.
Dick fool.
Also putting over the TV show. Again, there's a lot of promos you don't get to see. I love White Christmas. That made me laugh so fucking hard. It still does every time they play that. You got a bathtub promo from The Body.
Jasmine's Top 10 Hotties
segment, which is also.
We got that on TV.
Here's the quote. Her quote, I have a thing for the soul pole was my the funniest line that Jasmine had during that. So yeah, that's on YouTube, guys. Check out the TV. Stay up to date on everything.
And it's, you can also check out the Rob Black show on YouTube now too. So they put it up the next day if you missed the live one.
It's not video, right? It's still just audio?
No, just audio. But it's nice. You know, I listen to it in the car, so it's easier off YouTube because I'm the one who pays for YouTube.
Nah.
I don't want to watch those commercials. I got used to it. Truth, I got it when Cobra Kai was on YouTube Red, and I have never canceled it. Once I was at someone's house and they were like, watch, I was like, I gotta watch commercials.
You fucking savage.
Absolutely. And guys, if you're able, February, I have a feeling gonna be insane. I think it's gonna be one hell of a show that you're definitely not gonna want to miss.
Is there a January show?
In Jersey?
Okay.
Yeah, we are. Oh, geez, I know. I should know. Which we will be doing maybe the night of because we don't have to go. We get to stay home and watch it.
Depends on my work schedule. But yeah, no, I'm down.
Hold on.
Vicente Guerrero, one of the recent XPW shows on YouTube was funny. Rob Black wore a fuck Rob Black shirt.
I don't know if you guys saw, there was a dude walking around with the
fuck. It said love. He taped it over. Yeah, I was like, that guy knows what's up. I even told Pitt. I was like, that guy? It's cool.
I wonder if he because remember we had in UEW, there's the ones who had the fuck the suit and they changed it. No, they were just religious people who didn't want the F word on their chest, but they bought the shirts. People are weird. Final score. Well, okay. Good review, TLG. Okay.
So then the world gave it an 8.3.
I
what's up, Manifesting Fear?
Hey, Jessica. What's up? Yeah.
I don't know. Have we ever really?
Are we going out of 10?
Well, no, we'll still do out of 5. So that's our scoring system. So if we broke
4.75 is because that one mark with Cat Martini, but even that was still entertaining.
See,
are we allowed to do
5? XPW is always the perfect. Right.
You can turn it to 10. I know. See,
that's a fair score. 8.3. I'm assuming out of 10.
Which is 100. Yeah.
When you have a hot crowd, too, which, I mean, that adds so much. And it is getting better. There's a few things. You got to re-educate these crowds. But it's getting there. It's getting there.
I think a lot of it is how, you know, I don't want to say how they're raised. But, I mean,
we've all been conditioned and trained be like, this is a no-no word. We shouldn't do that. Not in XPW. You can say whatever the fuck you want.
Well, but some people are still like, that's a no-no word. You know what? If it happens next time, I'm pulling my phone out. When that guy was getting so mad at Mega Butcher.
Because you know what?
If I was producing that show, that shot would have been fucking on camera.
I also had a beef. I forgot. I think it was Lou Dark. Or one of the people went outside to the fan, and the camera people were still behind the guardrail. Mm. One of them was smart enough to jump onto the apron to get a good view. But still, dude, I don't think you were wired in. Get your fucking ass over there.
They're trying to bully Dan into the next show, so fingers crossed.
I don't know about the next one. There's a good shot I'll be at something in 2023.
Well, not the next one. You should come out for February, dickhead.
I'm hoping to.
I meant the next California one. That's what I meant.
Yeah, next California show, yeah.
We'll talk after again. We're gonna get
if you're in Jersey, check it out as well. In January. Yeah. Sorry, I don't have the exact.
Actually, no. Low attendance. I want them to come back.
We're booked through the year.
Okay.
So.
I think they know you need that, Cali.
No, because I want them to fuck up that other fucking self-mark. Thinks he's the best deathmatch wrestler in the world and announce that shit in his fucking intro. What kind of bullshit's that? Y'all motherfuckers know who I'm talking shit on to. All right, sorry.
Yeah, I don't know. Schlack
people named Dan.
Gonna kill him. And Shelagh will kill whoever he misses. So, all right, guys. I think that's all we have for you today.
Did we put over the main event properly, though?
That's I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't give, either way.
I didn't give my rating. I'm going to go with Pugs, though. It's 7.75. 7.75. That's like, California. That's Orange County tax. 4.75. Yeah. 4 points.
Oh, end of the world. It rained too, so people got lazy to show that. You had fucking only diehards. Fucking A. You and had you Ring of Honor. You had fucking NXT and a bunch of other indie shows too. So
but I think Ring of Honor might be dead in the water with all of this Time Warner stuff. I don't think. I mean, you'll have it on AEW TV, I guess, with their 10,000 title belts. But
they can just turn one of their 30 YouTube shows into Ring of Honor. Everyone is giving it a 7. Go. A 7's it's still not a bad rating.
Doesn't suck. I would go a little higher.
Yeah.
My dad.
No, I'm a perfect rating.
Good.
I couldn't ask for more.
Look at this. How different a year makes.
Wow. I know.
I'm just a bigger fan.
I go back and forth because it's part of it's the card subject to change thing. I mean, it didn't bother me, but I know that factors into a lot. So that's the only reason I'd even give it. I mean, honestly, entertainment. You know what? I'm going to do my normal entertainment. My entertainment value was a 5. I was entertained the whole time.
You know what? I'm taking it back. I'm giving it a 10 out of 10 and a 5 out of 5. Our boys from Norway were there. Like that's that made up for the stupid match that I didn't like.
I got to meet Cousin Tony. And then Dan, look at it.
There you go.
Look at it.
Order it now.
And also check out the new merch store. They got a shirt with my quote on it. You got shower curtains, pillows, coffee mugs. Support those dudes.
Yes. Patreon.com/FleshWoundFeatures. It all starts at just $1. Get exclusive early, uncensored content. Yes, we get worse.
Oh, end of the year. End of the world says no human tornado. Yeah.
You know what? I saw that too, but he actually the poster updated. So I don't know. So he was like, I don't know if he like what happened, but like I know he was on the poster, but then when the last poster came out, it was Cyclope.
Maga Butcher got him in the back. You'll see it on the next episode of the XPW TV. I don't know. I'm just making shit up.
There you go.
And if you didn't watch, you can still go check it out on Fight. Check out the next episode of XPW TV, episode 32.
The new one. I know there's separate counts.
Yeah, separate counts from the OG show. But
Once again, new community show rising. Still can't reveal the name, but coming soon. So pay attention to that.
Final Solution.
That will not be the name.
I just
there's also I pimped Patreon. The Flesh Wound Farce show had a weird YouTube thing with that, but that should be going up shortly after this, hopefully. So that is still coming. Sorry for you guys that were.
Yeah, it'll be on at 8:15. We'll be good.
Cool. So check that out. Remind Ozzy how beautiful his hair looks. If he doesn't, if you don't do it, he turns into a diva. Be sure to comment on the videos because that always helps. Hit that notification bell, all that good stuff. And we'll see you guys back here next time. Good night, Police Navidad.
God. Who doesn't love big tits?
I'll see you in Disneyland.